Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen joins us, host of the Block Club Chicago podcast. Hi, John.
Good morning. Go Hawks.
I know. Connor Bedard's first hat trick.
I called it on the air before the game with Lauren Lapka. So I'm going to take some credit for that.
All right, so what happens to those hats? Because I wouldn't throw my hat. Andy told me to bring a spare.
A lot of people with a spare hat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I always find it funny that people at the upper rows of the 300 level, God love them, throwing their hats. They don't even make it out of the 300 level, let alone down to the ice. From what I understand is they round them up. Sometimes they donate them to area places that could use some extra hats and clothing. And then usually, and Andy can correct me if I'm wrong, but a player will keep like one or two of the hats to remember that particular hat trick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that's usually the way it goes.
All right. Well, our extremely local news after Hawks Talk. So some high schoolers walked out of class to protest the immigration raids going on.
Yes, this happened yesterday as more people continue to want to show something, show some support, or just kind of be a part of what's this growing movement against what's happening in a lot of neighborhoods. So folks in the Little Village community, which has been one of the areas that has been highly impacted by this. 300 students walked out on Tuesday to protest the Trump administration's escalating immigration arrests. And this is after we've seen dozens of agents in the area, in the majority Latino neighborhood, over the last few weeks. Students have said that they don't feel safe in their community, and they took to the streets. They walked out of, and maybe this is appropriately named, Social Justice High School at 31st and Costner, carrying both U.S. flags and Mexican flags, and signs saying, "My parents fought for my future. Now I will fight for theirs."
That's great. I mean, I'm sorry. I like when kids get involved, because when I was in high school, I didn't care about anything.
Right. Well, I think exactly. Like, you may not agree with everything young people protest for or against, but being involved in the political process in a nonviolent way, I think, is a lesson for kids of all stripes and should be applauded, as long as it's done in a smart, respectful, and in a peaceful way.
Agreed. So I don't understand this. Mayor Brandon Johnson has called for a general strike. Is it happening? What's going on with this?
Yeah, this is a little confusing. And he's kind of walked back calling for one in the city, or suggesting that he's going to organize this. This was kind of in reaction to him speaking at the No Kings March a couple weeks ago downtown, just supporting a general strike. But we went ahead and dug into the history of general strikes. And for those that don't know, like a strike, I think we all know what a strike is when, one particular company walks out. A general strike is exactly what it sounds like. It would be over many different industries, over many different groups of people, all walking out to either protest labor issues or perhaps political ones. We see them a lot in other countries when there's something major that happens. South Korea had a large general strike last year, the year before that, after a presidential election, and it worked. But will it happen in the United States? There's been some unions that have actually called for a general strike on May the 1st, 2028, which is a long way from now.
Yeah.
That's been in the works for a while. Some people want to move it up to protest some of the Trump administration policies. But Mayor Johnson says, look, I'm not the person that's organizing it. This is bigger than one person. But supporting a general strike and getting unions on board to figure out ways that their workers wouldn't be punished is a complicated one. So nothing planned yet. Some people want to do it maybe May 1st of next year, but no giant calls or rallies yet for one in the United States or Chicago quite yet on the radar.
All right. And these stories and more can be found at blockclubchicago.org. We'll hear you on the air tonight for Your Money Matters at 6.
That's right. And have fun with your real famous guests coming up.
I know. I'm shuffling you off because.
Yeah. Bye. The music's playing. John Hansen's got to go.
All right, John. We'll see you later.